Bit of Monday motivation. We need that sometimes, don't we? Depending what you've got up to on the weekend. Rick Mirabella is the man, runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. And he is our fitness and wellness guru. Rick, good morning to you.
Geez, I love being called a guru, Rob. You are the guru of morning radio, really.
And here we are. I'm pumping your tyres up, and I know that like in about an hour or so, you're going to be sitting on your backside, probably eating chips and what have you, because Super Bowl's on.
Yeah, I've got a big Super Bowl party in Melbourne here. It's going to go off. So good to chat this early in the morning. Boy, I'll be in my best shape right now. We're talking a bit of motivation because the thing about Robbo is when people see other people that are fit or people riding their bike or running or in the gym or just someone that maybe looks a little bit fitter than us, we think they've got this endless plethora of motivation and dedication and determination. And then the negative narratives creep in to ourselves. I'll never be that motivated. Why can they do it and I haven't got that? And mate, it really isn't anything about motivation. Those individuals that might have trained for 10, 15 years, they're no different to us. So I can guarantee that. All it is they've got really good at doing the quote-unquote boring things or the repetitive things well. So they're not overthinking anything. They're not trying to go, think about six things at once. They're just compartmentalising and they've got really good at getting the boring things done. So they'll get up at 5 a.m. and they'll just do their 25 to 45 minutes three times a week and it will be as routine as a clock. So it's just those simple things. So I'm here to say the motivation sometimes can be a bit of a word that isn't exactly accurate for these people. It's just more about doing those little things often.
A bit of a misnomer, I think, is the word we could use.
Misnomer is the perfect adjective.
Thank you very much. It's more, rather than the word motivation, which I mean, I know we use and we do like to try and be motivated, it's more discipline, isn't it, more than anything?
Discipline's huge. But we talk all the time about motivation being fleeting, so we can't rely on it. And I know we've spoken about this over the years with you, because it's with the listeners, because it's really important that we use motivation here and there, but it's like a special pill that we can use to get that extra 2% at the end of a session or maybe to commence something. But if you're going to do it for more than a week, believe me, motivation will not help, not one iota. It's simply about showing up. And this is the thing, the discipline and the ability to continue to be consistent. The reason they can do it is because they're not holding themselves to some ridiculous account every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So they're not saying, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to beat yesterday, I'm going to beat last week. That's not even humanly possible, and that's not how physiology works. But what they do say is, I'm going to show up. Yeah. I'm going to continue to show up. And if you feel like rubbish, Robbo, you do something. You're just there. You're already there. So you could just go for it. If you said, I'm going to do a 5K time trial on the plan, but then Wednesday, you rock up and you can hardly breathe because you've had no sleep, you just go for an easy walk.
Yeah.
But you've showed up. And it's the lack of missing days. It's the lack of missing days and sessions that leads to success in any form of life, business, whatever. It could be anything.
Yeah. No, very sound words. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, so you old romantic, you know. Mrs. M, yeah, get out of the road. I'm watching the Super Bowl.
Valentine's Day got the arse for Super Bowl Monday, mate. So, geez, I might be in a bit of trouble there.
You might. Well, just remember at some stage, mate, if at all possible.
Make the love.
On that note.
I might be kicked out of the house by the Savo, I'd say.
That actually could have been one of your relatives, wouldn't it? Mirabella, hey. Sounds like a nonna.
Definitely a very distant relative, which makes it even more... Which makes it even more disconcerting.
Mate, have a great day. Thanks for that. Who are you following in the Super Bowl, by the way?
I like the Bengals, mate. Joey Burrow. You've got to go the young quarterback, 24 years of age, and an absolute star in the making.
All right. Enjoy the day. Thanks, Rick. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob Dogs.
Yes. Rick Mirabella, funny man. Looking at Monday Motivation.